However, many of these problems are also caused by the lack of education and awareness surrounding LGBTQ needs and issues. Even until this day in society, LGBTQ individuals experience bullying in schools, lack of access to affirming healthcare, rejection by families, limited legal protections, and in worst cases, violent interactions with others. Many people are afraid to come out because they fear being ostracized, harassed, or even disowned. Policies and laws in certain states restrict gender-affirming care, making it even harder for LGBTQ individuals to find the help they need. This problem fails to cease itself because of institutional and cultural barriers. For instance, schools may lack inclusive policies. There are also many mental health professionals who are not equipped with the right skills and tools to provide support to people who identify as LGBTQ. People's political and religious beliefs can also feel discrimination, making it harder for progress to occur. However, activists, supportive educators, inclusive healthcare providers, and LGBTQ organizations work to create safe spaces and advocate for equal rights. A prime example of this is when the enactment of a ban on transition-related care for minors, SB 63, passed through the Kansas legislature in February 2025. The Trans Youth Emergency Project was the only project of its scale and scope to support families of transgendered youth impacted by bans on gender-affirming care.